First in family, what's going on? We are just coming to you live for the Finn Live Q&A. We hope you guys are here. We hope you guys are having an awesome Fri-yay and ready to do this thing with us. So if you're here, let us know. Say hello. Going to be a little rapid fire on the Q&A today.
Yeah, maybe.
Because for the first time since... I don't know.
Oh, like years.
A pandemic occurred.
Yeah.
We're going out. We're going out, and we're going to go see a movie in a movie theater.
Even before that, because we used to have Movie Pass. If anybody had that or remembers that, it was like you pay a flat fee every month, and you can go see as many movies as you can. So we used to go once a week to get money out of it.
All the time.
Yeah, and then that thing kind of went bust right before COVID, so we quit going. So it's been a year and a half, maybe.
So Stephanie's here. What's up, Stephanie? Coach Amy is here.
Hey,
what
boo-boo.
Is up? Danielle is here. Thanks for saying hey. Thanks for clicking the link. But yeah, so we're gonna be a little hot on the deal. We got a lot of questions we want to get to. I'm having a fucking bad hair day. My hair is super fluffy.
This is Florida.
This is
how we do.
I can't even right now. So we're going to get through these questions the best we can. I got something I'm very excited about. Something new. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. New toys.
To share with you guys. And I think it's going to help out some of our new members.
Yeah.
And definitely some of our seasoned members that still have some issues with the planning. So we're going to jump right in, dive in, if you will, after I say hello to Val. Val, what's up, y'all? How are you doing?
This is Jonathan on late afternoon coffee. Y'all normally see him riding like the morning coffee high. This
Yo,
is like an hour ago he had coffee.
I needed the coffee today because...
it's been a day.
People are just poking at me, fam. They're just poking at me. And you know that whole don't poke the bear thing? Don't poke the Jonathan. Because, man, I'm just going to lose it. I'm going to lose it on everybody.
And they always seem to poke on the same day.
Yeah.
It's on like Instagram Messenger and Facebook Messenger. And then on Facebook, there are posts from some people that are directly poking. And you're like, God, just stop. Yeah.
So when you poke, you get me all riled up. And when you get me all riled up, what happens is I sink into deep depression and I don't want to move off the couch. So to compensate for that, I engage in high dose caffeine, mainlined. And no, so that's what I did today.
Nobody freak out. Listen, Jonathan does not have clinical depression. He is like, he just like, so his brain is going all the time. And he's excited and it's always going. But when he gets poked so many times, you see him just like a robot. Like he powers down and he just sits and he just stares. And we're like, oh, coffee time. So this is where we're at.
So I had to get over that hump with some better living through pharmacology. Or pharmacophagy, if you will.
Ooh.
Right? Amy says, Jonathan Rapid Fire, what here for this? You know, we'll see how it goes, man. I'm a little loose cannon right now, so we're going to see how it is.
What else is new?
Facebook user, hey, right back at you. We don't know who you are if you don't click the link. If you clicked it before, you may have to click it again.
Yeah.
Or... up to you. Just write your name in there every time you comment and we'll know who you are. So guys, diving in with the first question coming to you live. Whoops, that's the wrong button. Coming to you live. You didn't see that, but I saw that. Coming to you live from the one and only Tom of the Ruffners. And he is wondering about your water.
Right.
Tom, I don't think you're here yet, unless that you're the Facebook user. But if you are, this one's for you, my man. Tom asks, how much water do each of you, I think he means us, not all the members of the fam, how much water do each of you drink daily, and is it something you track?
Oh.
He says he's just curious if we set an amount and try to hit that, or do we just drink based on our thirst signals? How hot it is, how much you work out, etc.
Oh.
Tom.
Hey, you clicked the link.
Tom's
too.
Here.
There you go. We got
I'm
you.
Here. This is Tom Ruffner. Well, Tom, I'm glad you showed up because, my man, this is your question. You were wondering about our water, and I'm here to tell you that what we drink doesn't matter, right? That's not actionable. It's not anything that you can apply to yourself. But, yes, we absolutely track our water. To me, drinking by thirst signals is kind of akin to eating by hunger signals. It just doesn't work too well for all of us. And that's because for most of our lives, we've spent hammering those signals into submission to where they're no longer valid. We can't go by the feels without the facts. So when it comes to tracking water, we absolutely track it. Are we as meticulous with it as we are with our food? No, we're not, because there is a bigger room for variability and there is a bigger, more forgiving cushion for error there. But if you see me drinking water, it's out of this every time I'm drinking water. So I have a really good idea, with this being 64 ounces, where I'm at when I drink these things. You also see us drinking out of things that look like this quite a bit.
And a coffee cup.
And a coffee cup.
Which we don't.
I don't, because I put it back in the fridge because I didn't want to hammer all that caffeine. But the same size coffee cup every day. And the reason for that is really, 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 really simple. It helps us keep track of fluid ounces throughout the day relatively easy. But you also have to understand, when it comes to hydration, it's not just the water you drink, it's not just the fluids you consume as beverages, but it's all the water you use in cooking. So rice, oatmeal, fruits and veggies, they all help hydrate you as well. So we definitely keep track of our water. We definitely try to hit it consistently every day, but we don't always succeed. But that's why we have that built-in buffer. So your coach, if you are so inclined, can help you with a hydration goal. But the first thing your coach probably should ask you is, how many ounces are you drinking right now? And that's because telling you what's ideal, if it doubles your hydration intake, probably isn't going to feel too ideal for you. So when it comes to tracking hydration, yeah, man, you should pay attention to it. You should stay on top of it. It's getting hot, y'all.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of zone work, a lot of slow, steady runs. I'm actually increasing my electrolytes. I'm actually playing with Dale from Bangarang and UR has a recovery electrolyte drink. I'm playing with that a little bit. It tastes really awesome. I don't know what else about that it's doing for me, but I'm actually paying attention even more to hydration now because of, like you said, how hot it is, activity changes, how much we're rolling at BJJ, how much we sweat in the room. All these things impact it. Sometimes it's easier to drink when I'm thirsty, but I don't pay attention to a thirst signal. I try to get two of these guys in every day, and I try and then use my buffer as being every other fluid ounce I consume and every other bit of water that I take in for the day. And that is what typically gets me over and above my target, shooting for that moon. So if I miss, I settle in the stars and I'm still in a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same. So my Hydro Flask that I drink out of is 40 ounces. So mine's a little smaller than Jonathan. So I shoot for three a day. Shoot for three a day with mine. And then we have coffee, we have diet soda. Now, Jonathan hit on a lot of things. Like your goal depends on a lot of things. If we're running outside, and I know we're going to be, I will front load a lot of water and I will front load it afterwards. If we're going to jujitsu, those are the days that I drink above and beyond my normal water intake. Why? Because by the time we leave jujitsu, my clothes, both layers and my gi, are dripping, soaking wet with sweat. So
she's gross.
It's gross. Y'all, jujitsu is a workout. So I will drink more of those days. If it's an off day and I'm not training, I might drink a little less, but I'm never less than three of my 40 ounces a day. Besides, it's Florida. We walk the dog and we come back and we're sweating. So it's something you gotta pay attention to, because your thirst signals are not accurate. People will say, well, if you're thirsty, you know, you need to drink water. If you're thirsty, you're behind the eight ball. Behind the eight ball is probably closer, but the problem is it's a lagging indicator. Your body takes time to catch up. So by the time it says, hey, we're thirsty, you're probably well behind. And then what happens? What if it's 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night? Now you're thirsty. How far behind are you, and how much could you actually catch up before you keep yourself up all night having to pee? So thirst signal is probably not the way to go. Talk to your coach. That goes for anybody. If you're worried about hydration and goals, ask your coach. We should always ask you, Are you tracking your water and how much are you currently drinking? Because we're going to build from that.
Right on, man. All I have to add is that is when you said something about being thirsty, I just heard Arrested Development, but I am still thirsty. And so I got really excited for a second. I almost interrupted you just to do that.
Started singing.
But I didn't, because the coffee is strong, but I'm regaining control. So Tom, I hope that helped you out. The other thing is too, is you want to drink your water throughout the day like an adult. Don't try to slam a gallon all at once. Bolusing your kidneys is not the same thing as staying hydrated. So keep that in the mind. Got a few comments here. Janice, my favorite, says, yes. Oh, hey, two amazing humans. I'm about to hug so big in T-minus 3 weeks. It's coming. Reunion is coming. Check your email. We sent you a form. I don't know if you filled it out or not yet because the boss is in charge.
You might have. I have most of the answers.
But yeah, man, we're so excited to see you at the reunion, and hugs are incoming. Lots of hugs for
Janice,
you.
I expect you to, like, koala hug Jonathan and jump on him.
Bring it.
He's ready for it.
Bring it. I'm ready. I'm here for it, fam. Glad you're listening live. Danielle, you nailed it. It is hot in Florida, but it is getting hot everywhere.
Drink your water.
So drink your water. Stay hydrated, folks. Hey, happy Friday to you, Amy. Hey, Tom, do what you want to do, man.
Again, this is like, I heard you should eat so much protein.
Right, I heard 2,000 calories a day works good. I heard ketogenic diets work, you man. Know. I heard you guys all should write me a check for $1,000 to put in your mailbox. I think the last one's the one you guys should go with, but you do whatever you want, brother. Let's talk about that for a second because it's giving me an aneurysm. Half an ounce per pound of what?
And it's half an ounce to an ounce per pound.
That's a huge gap.
Swing.
Huge gap.
Yeah.
So you're 200 pounds and you drink 400 ounces? Or, I mean, whatever. I'm sorry, my math is wrong. The point is,
I mean, even 200
per pound
ounces,
of what? So. Per pound of bone? Per pound of fat? Per pound of muscle? Per pound of hair and skin and nails? Now, not saying that any metric is wrong to have a target, but that is a wide swing.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a 100% increase depending on which way you go, or 50% decrease. And, per pound of what? So, you know, we can use rough guidelines, but when we set guidelines, it's based on a little bit different of an indicator, and we also want to have a thriving level of hydration that takes into account activity, lifestyle, job, conditions, training, relative to your specific location, and all kinds of stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, give it a go, right? What's the worst that could happen following advice you hear on the internet?
I would ask your coach. Let's go with that.
Good evening, Anna. For everyone joining late, I'm caffeinated and angry. So it's going to be a little rapid fire. We've also got a date plan tonight. So
angry is not the right. Irritated. Jonathan's been poked all day long. People have been poking him.
Yeah, people. If it weren't for people, life would be pretty awesome. Yesco, what's going on with the hello? Murphy says, here you go. If I'm off of my hydration, my weight jumps up every time. Apparently, I hold water weight easily. And that's good, right? Yeah. We're like the camels in the desert. You know, we want to hang on to that stuff. So if we're in a time of a drought and the body thinks we're not going to find that stream again soon, it's going to retain a little bit. And that's why we try to keep our hydration consistent so we don't have to ride that roller coaster on the scale. It's also why we try to keep our salt consistent so we don't ride that roller coaster on the scale. Because, fam, I'm going to be honest, man. Some of y'all let that scale own you.
Yeah.
And when it's water doing this and the scale doing this and that makes you cry in the corner, we got to work on that, man, because the scale should not have that sort of power over top of you.
Murphy, a lot of that, too, is your body's pissed off. Your body, now, there is some percentage of whatever your body is made of water from, it's high. It is high, 70-80%. Like, there is a very high water content in your body. So, yeah, you take some of that away and your body's pissed. No wonder the scale goes up.
Mid-90s in Minnesota. Can you believe that?
Oh.
I was talking to someone the other day, and you guys go from, like, freezing to sweltering. It's just like, I can't do it. You guys are flipping nuts.
Yeah.
Val says there's going to be a heat wave in Jersey. She's excited. I heard those heat waves get rough up there, man. Yeah.
Hopefully it's like a spring heat wave, not like a summer heat wave.
I read a book one time, and by that, I think I mean like in kindergarten or something. And it was about a heat wave in New York City.
Yeah.
And to cool off in the city, they would go and they would take the cap off the fire hydrants.
Okay.
And they would play in the fire hydrants.
Okay.
And obviously, for any of our firefighters out there, that's a really terrible idea. because you're taxing municipal water supply, you're damaging a hydrant. Now, what if that hydrant has to be out of service and it can't be used for a fire and people die? It's a terrible idea. So don't do that during a heat wave. But the whole point was, somebody got the idea to make a hydrant plug with holes in it. So they could call the department out and they could put it on there so it would reduce the water capacity, so it would make a sprinkler effect so people in the heat wave could cool off. And why that has stuck with me my entire life, I don't know.
Considering you grew up and live in Florida. I don't know.
Correct.
All right.
It's one of those little golden books or whatever you read or something. So there you go. That's that. That's my story for heat waves in New Jersey. It triggered a fond memory of one, fire safety, knowing not to mess with fire hydrants. That's been ingrained in me at a young age. And two, ingenuity. You could probably find a way to solve a problem that doesn't lead to the death of families.
That water gets kind of nasty too, guys, when we pull those caps off.
Cool, we got to flush them things first.
It's nasty.
And the first thing you got to do is you got to flush that hydrant because it gets all the sludge out. So you don't want to be blasted by that thing when that steamer comes off. Tom, you're welcome, my man. I hope that helped answer a question. Jessica, I'm ignoring your poke. I've been poked enough today. Murphy says, I know it's water and salt. I just noticed that trend. Lately, I'm a slower learner. Cool, man. Whenever you're ready to not experience that, you keep that water steady. Monica says, when I was really little, they had sprinkler caps for hydrants.
There
See?
You go.
This is what I think the story of those sprinkler caps came from. And I'll be honest with you. I don't want to be, you know, when I was on the job, don't call me out to put the sprinkler cap on the hydrant. I'm ready to respond to an emergency, but I think it was a cool idea.
Yeah.
Summer's hot.
Yeah. 90s. Yeah, there you go.
Grew up in Queens. See,
oh,
I'm telling you, I think this was
the true story.
True story of the thing. So that's good. We're moving on. We're done with agua. We're done with agua. Amy, I saw you in here earlier. We got a little double shot of your action right now. Tracking at sea.
Ooh.
Amy wants to know, Amy Emery, not Amy Saunders, for anyone confused. She said, I would love to hear how you guys eat on vacation, specifically a cruise, our favorite type of vacation. I know you guys love to cruise, so I would love to hear how you manage and track while on the ship. It's not as exciting as it sounds. We track on the ship the exact same way we track at home, with MyFitnessPal and a food scale. That's it, right? Every cruise we've done since we've tracked food, we've had the internet. Because we've had to work every cruise we've done for the last 7 years that we started doing food. You know, when I say we haven't had a day off, I promise you, I'm not joshing. So we always have the internet, so it's not a big deal. In fact, I think for me, peace of mind, I'd pay the 50, 60,
whatever
80, 100 bucks, whatever it is, just to have my Fitness Pal. Because I might spin out a little bit if I don't know what I'm eating. And two, if you leave it up to me, math's going to go out the window.
And we've all heard that story. Jonathan came back 19 pounds up from a cruise, our very first cruise, after our very first serious fat loss phase, when we were both super, super lean and came back super, super not lean with no abs.
Yeah, I learned that lesson real quick for all you guys. You don't have to test this one out. That stove is hot. If you go on vacation for 2.5-3 weeks, you can do a whole lot of damage. A literal 19-pound jump on the scale by the time I got home. A lot of it was water, but a lot of it was some good old fat. Like, I went shredded, and I came back with not an ab showing. And it took another 6 months or so to undo that damage. So I track on a cruise. We bring a scale on a cruise. We plan our meal, whatever the big one's going to be, whether it's going to be dinner, whether it's going to be, you know, snacks from this place and food, quick service from this place, whatever we want to eat that day, we plan it. And then it's really simple. Breakfast, we eat very similar things. You know, you can get your egg whites, you know, you can get your oats. I coffee and hate a lot on a cruise. I don't really need it. We bring protein sources, because even on a cruise, that can be the hardest thing to find that's isolated or relatively lean, especially when you want to eat all the good stuff. And you know, we do it just like we do when we go to Disney, or just like we do a first in field trip, or just like we do anytime we eat out. We plan the meal and then we backfill around it, and we stick to the plan. Cruises especially, there's a lot of unexpected things that can fly your way. So, you know, a lot of those nights I'm ending with a shake or protein pudding because I'm backfilling from the choices I made throughout the day. But we keep it really, really simple. You know, really, really simple, really, really easy. Because I only want to bring back the souvenirs I want to bring back when I go on vacation. And an extra layer of cushion around the midsection, it's not what I want to bring back. You know, I don't care what anyone else does on their trips or on their vacations. Man, if anybody wants to YOLO and burn it down and you're cool with it and you're cool with the week, 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it takes to set you back, to get back to where they were, and that trip was worth it to you, I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome. I've been on the other side where I've eaten myself so sick on a trip that I couldn't move and go get the third dinner of the day. And I don't need to do that anymore. That's what got me to my before photo, and that's a place I never want to return. That's a guy I never want to see again. So we do. We bring our food scale. We scout the buffets. We know lunch is going to be, you know, whatever we want to make it. There's plenty of options for lean protein sources and vegetables. So there's no reason for us to deviate too much.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with cruises. For anybody who's never been on a cruise or anybody who's planning on going one, cruises are actually easier than you think, and this is why. So there's usually one meal that you want a day.
There's usually 27 meals you want a day.
There's usually 27 meals, but there's usually one, like, okay, we're going to go to this. There's a steakhouse on the boat. Let's go to the steakhouse to stay. There's a burger place. There's a sushi place. There's a whatever place. Or dinners are usually bigger than every other meal in the dining room. So we pick a meal. Here's another cool thing. You can look up restaurant menus online before you go. Now, there may be slight tweaks, like maybe the vegetable's different. Maybe they don't have a sauce that day, whatever it is, but they're usually pretty close. You can look up all of the specialty restaurants, have all of their menus ahead of time. You can look them up, you can find them. There's cruise critic boards. They will post pictures of things, so you'll know what's worth it. There is a brunch on one of the Disney ships that we love, and I will not eat the whole rest of the day if we can go to this brunch because it's that amazing. Again, there's menus, there's pictures, people post reviews about it, so you can decide what you want ahead of time. Breakfast, lunch, the stuff that's on the buffets, while it always looks good, there are usually only one, two, maybe three things that are actually really good, hot, fresh. A lot of it's buffet food. Hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, or some chicken piccata that's been sitting for an hour and a half. So yeah, that stuff looks good. He always likes to look at like the pizza and the mac and cheese, and it looks really good, but then you eat it and you're like, meh, this wasn't five-star pizza or mac and cheese. So it's usually not worth it. So yeah, we pick one meal a day. Or the last ship we went on, there was a hot dog, a specialty hot dog place, and it was right across from a donut place. Hey, we're gonna get hot dogs and donuts this day for dinner. Cool, plan the whole rest of the day. It takes a little bit of pre-planning, and you can find anything you want online. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Yeah, you go to breakfast, there's pastries everywhere. Are they worth it? I don't know. I get the same breakfast every day. They always have oats, and usually I bring protein powder. So I will throw a protein powder in my oats, maybe throw a little peanut butter on it, and that's it. Eat the same thing every day because that's a copy and paste of my Fitness Pal. And those scrambled powdered eggs, not usually ever worth it for me. So all the stuff you see is not worth it all the time. So it takes a little planning, but it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Unless it's worth it to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Again, man, I've touched a stove enough times to realize it's probably going to be hot if I touch it again. And that's the thing, like Ann said, is like, you know, I eat with my eyes first. I walk around, I see, and then I pick out of all these things what I think is really going to be the best. But like she said, you know, the last time, last time we were on a cruise, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So I've been doing food for about 5 years, and I remember making a post about 5 years of tracking food, and within 5 minutes, if left to my own devices, I would have undone it all, because everything there is designed to make you want to consume. And we did. We had to go into planning mode. Like that, like hot dog place and that donut place. I said, okay, 6 days from now, Friday, on the last day before we debark or whatever it is, that's the day we're going to do those things. And once I knew I was going to be able to eat it, it was fine. It was out of my head. I had a plan for it, and I just followed the plan. Had I cracked the seal on the first day and it had been the most amazing thing ever, well, I may have ate it every time I walked by the thing, and that was not going to be how I wanted to come home from that trip. So you got to kind of know yourself. You got to kind of figure it out. And, you know, I'll tell you this. Again, some of the food, it's probably not as good as it looks. And just because you're on vacation, it's probably not the time you want to just do mediocre things. You know, you're there to enjoy yourself and live life to the fullest. So treat your food the same way. Experience things you might not be able to experience thing anywhere else. You can get dirt pizza at CeCe's anytime you want. You don't have to go on a cruise to do it. So maybe avoid that if that's going to trigger you. You know, same thing, man. Mac and cheese always looks good, but it never tastes as good as what I get at the house, so I don't need to eat mac and cheese when I'm out. These are just things that I found over time. You've got to find your groove. You've got to find what's worth it to you. And like I said, some people love to go burn it down, and I'm getting my money's worth. Fantastic. As long as you know, you're going to carry that souvenir with you, and it may take a little bit of time. It's kind of like paying that bill. You go to the casino. Seems fun in the moment until you get down $10,000, $50,000, $20,000, whatever it is you gamblers do, and then you got to go home and work that note off. Just the same thing with your food. If you bust your budget, you're going to have to come home and work extra to pay that bill, and that's up to you if that juice is worth the squeeze.
There is one thing that we do. I plan for a little treat every day. So I plan the one meal that we're going to eat, and then I plan for an ice cream cone because on the cruises, they have these little mini, like in the little cake cups, you know, that have basically like no calories in them. They're amazing. And they have the little soft serve machine. I plan an ice cream cone every day. Why? Because I have something little to look forward to that's not going to crush my calories, but I still get to enjoy it and eat it, and it's a treat every day. So it seems to kind of help as opposed to going, I'm going to treat myself to a whole buffet because I will eat 18 of those little chocolate cakes they have on the buffet and not be super happy.
Catching up on some hydration. Anna Patterson said, when I lived in Brooklyn in the 90s, I have vivid memories of playing outside with the fire hydrant open. See, I knew I wasn't making this story up. And Val said, they had an in-ground pool, 25,000 gallons filled by the fire department. They didn't flush it.
Oh, they're so dirty.
Nasty water. Facebook user, I'm not sure who you are. This question could be an entire live call.
Oh,
so how do you recommend tracking food when you go out to eat? The same way I do at home. You're going to have to do it the best of your ability. Can you trust the calorie count on the menus? Maybe. What about the macros? It depends. That's the best information you have to go on, so you're going to have to trust it. But understand, it can and probably is wrong. You're leaving your fate up to the cook in the back, who may be stingy with the butter or may be heavy-handed with the butter. So whenever you go out, understand anytime you relinquish control, it is an estimation. And you have to be willing to accept the outcome of that estimation. The best you can do is just do the best you can. Try to eat food that you can recognize. Try to eat food that you're familiar with. Try to eat food that's easy to eyeball. A baked potato is different than a plate of French fries. It's a lot easier to quantify these things in terms we're used to. And then be prepared to accept the outcome. It is an estimation. Restaurants themselves, they have a wide degree. And if you set one meal off in a bomb calorimeter and another meal off in a bomb calorimeter, it's just like going to a restaurant and the 4-ounce filet looks to be 12 ounces one time and looks to be 2 ounces the next time. It's an imperfect world. So you're gonna have to do the best you can, but I will tell you this, go into these situations erring on the side of caution. Promise you. Every time we go out, the first thing we add in is about a tablespoon of olive oil just to be a placeholder for fat. There is a reason their chicken breast tastes so much better than yours, and it's not just because someone else made it for you. It's because they like to load butter in everything. Fat is cheap. It makes you feel good. It makes food taste good. And they like to coat stuff. So if you make a chicken breast at home, you know what it feels like in your mouth, even that really good Rectech stuff, you're not going to have that film that you're gonna get when it's coated in butter. You're not gonna have that oil left on the plate. Key into those things and always leave yourself a buffer. So the best thing you can do is trust that information, but you need to go into it with a little bit of skepticism and figure it out. If you can bring a food scale, fantastic, weigh it. If it's a 47 ingredient lasagna, you're gonna have to go the best you can. The bigger the restaurant, the bigger the establishment, the closer it's going to be to those numbers, because one, profit margin, they care about the cost of their materials. Two, they don't want to get a big fat lawsuit because the one guy that comes in and does order their thing takes it to a bomb calorimeter and sets it off and just happens to do a class action for every person that's had a cardiac event after dining at a restaurant could really hurt a big establishment. So they're going to try to have tighter standards. Mom and pop place down the street, they're the ones that you're really going to have to get friendly with the staff, request stuff to be cooked certain ways, and then be prepared to estimate. So I hope that helps. Click the link and let us know who you are.
Yeah.
Amy says that makes sense. Thank you. Thank you for asking the question.
And Amy, we are hopefully planning on a cruise in 2022. We're looking at a first in cruise. So you can come with us and we're happy to show you.
That's the hope. And I don't care if it's just Ann and myself.
We're
going on a first in cruise. We'll be wearing first in shirts every day. Saying it's first in. I don't think our accountant is going to let us call it a first in cruise, but we'll see. We'll talk to him about it then. Speaking of making sense, speaking of Amy, Amy's next question. Planning the week for the win. Amy asks us, how do you plan your week ahead? She says, I bet this is more of a question for Ann since she is the chef.
Ann is the chef and the MyFitnessPal.
Maybe it is.
Filler outer.
But she said, I would love to hear if this is something you plan day to day or if you actually plan a week out. Okay. I try and look at the BOGOs.
Us too.
And plan around that, but I would love to hear it from the experts first. All I'm going to say with this is it's awesome that you're looking at planning because failing to plan is 100% planning to fail. Outside of that, I can tell you what we do, but you'd probably rather hear it from the person who does it. So I'll let Ann take this one over.
We do love BOGOs. I love BOGOs. We also order food from Wild Fork Foods, which is a shipping company that ships on dry ice. You can order picanha and all sorts of Brazilian meats, steaks, chickens, everything. So we order from them and get it. So I will cook proteins in bulk. Mostly that's because the chicken that we order that's cheaper comes in giant packages. So I cook it all at once on the RecTech. So I tend to smoke an entire pack of chicken breast or an entire pork loin, and then I plan on using that during the week. As far as what we're going to have, I plan one day at a time, usually to the night before. Unless we are going out of town, going on vacation, we'll be in the car for half a day. As long as there's no other situation like that, I plan the day before. I do plan vacations the entire vacation ahead of time so that I know, because I am a planner with food and I have to have everything packed up and ready to go. But no, I do it the night before. It's really just shopping in my pantry. Whatever I got BOGO the week before at Publix, I'll go and go, oh, I got flour tortillas, buy one, get one. So we're going to have tacos four times next week and I'll just switch up the type of tacos we have. We're really super simple. Breakfast pretty much stay the same for us. You know, I have protein waffles. I have them 7 days a week outside of bagels. Jonathan will have oats on jujitsu days. He has protein waffles on other days and egg sandwiches on other days. So those rotate during the week. So our planning is really just, what did I find on sale? What do I feel like eating? And if he's requested anything, sometimes he wants chili or pizza or spaghetti or what. The list is like 800 things long. So it's whatever I feel like. But
the list is so long that I forget what I want because she doesn't always make it. And I forget that I even asked for it.
But yeah, we are a day ahead of time. And we are the entire day to the gram. I'm not a base it out and make it up later and fill in. I don't have time for that. I don't want to be sitting around at 9 o'clock at night tweaking a snack because I didn't finish my day. So I want it done the day before so I get up and know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I feel there are two main types of people. There are planners and there are problem solvers. And everyone should have some crossover and some shades of gray. And you should be able to do both. But the last thing I want at the end of my day, especially a day like today where everybody's poking me and I'm losing my mind, is a problem to solve. I've got enough problems to solve. My entire life is solving problems. I don't want another one. So we have a plan and we stick to the plan. If deviation happens, if something occurs, if there's someone comes into town, we got to change dinner plans, whatever it is, we are able to do that. We have our toolboxes, we have our Legos, we have our fallbacks that we can make anything work. But man, I don't like to do that. I like to have a plan, I like to stick to it, because planning the day lets me pick. Do I want one amazing meal and coffee and hate and tuna and twigs the rest of the day? Or do I want four or five really solid feedings that I can enjoy each and every one of them? If I'm solving problems and I just eat whatever I want, then I may be stuck taking a saltine with 40 grams of butter on it.
I was just going to bring that up.
Like Gagliardi did, or taking a shot of olive oil because I don't have any fat left. And I don't like doing that. You know, I'll do what I have to do, but I've touched those stoves enough times to know they're hot, that planning the tastiest day works for me. And that's what we like to do. So, you know, like she said, what's BOGO? What protein did we get? Was there a deal? Was someone running something? Did we get extra of this? Do we have some left of that? That's how we do the thing.
Yeah.
And then once you have your vehicles, you know, everybody thinks they crave diversity, but basically it's like, what do you want on your protein waffle?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want on your sandwich? What do you want on your salad? It's basically, we plan proteins first, and then the rest are vehicles to serve us that protein. And that's worked for us pretty well. Winding it back, and this is very telling, Anna says, I learned no matter how well I plan for eating out, the scale goes up significantly. I am very sensitive to many of the oils and sweeteners that get used, so I've learned to not get too frustrated with the scale after eating out.
Yes.
That is perfect. I eat very, 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 very high, for the average person,
yeah.
Sodium, due to the way I salt my food, due to the seasonings we use, and due to the processed foods that I eat, and the amount of calories I have.
And the activity we
absolutely, but do. When we go out for sushi, I'm gonna spike 4 pounds, because no matter what I do at the house, you're probably not gonna have the salt and the fats and the specific stuff that they do when they eat out. That's why we're going out, because it tastes different than we're at home. So yeah, that's a very solid point.
It's even, we're going to a movie tonight and we're making popcorn. Guys, for all my women especially who are concerned with the scale, I'm eating popcorn tonight that I make at home, that I season at home, that I'm not getting out from anywhere.
Purse popcorn.
I will still go up at least 3 pounds tomorrow. It's popcorn bloat. I get it. It is what it is.
Murphy says the cruise can definitely be a write-off if you have an accountant like my dad has. He claimed my wedding as a client appreciation event.
Yeah, our accountant was like, meh.
Murphy, I'll tell you this. You can write anything off you want, but you are going to have to defend it when the IRS comes knocking. And as much as I hate taxes, I hate prison a whole lot more. So take my money. Do the best you can.
I told Jonathan the other day, I'm not doing anything to get us audited because I'm not going through the receipts. I'm not effing doing it. I'm not going back through the paperwork. I don't have time for that.
Coach Steve's here. Says live from Station 42.
Hey.
Live from driving the heavy rester. What are you on today, Coach?
Coach Kim is a planner. I need to know before I'm hungry. And that's a good point, too, because if you get to a point where you are starving, hungry, what happens? Eat all the things. You're hungry, you're cranky, you don't care. The plan goes out the window. You don't feel like taking the 2 minutes on your phone. Now you're frustrated, and you eat a bunch of junk.
I'm going to tell you this. They say that success leaves clues. I'm going to say it's a solid 6 to 7 out of 8, if not 8 coaches for first in, are planners way more than their problem solvers.
Yeah. 99% of the time, I guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. So do with that what you will. Some people have great success solving them problems. That's just not me, and that's not what most of the team here does either. Kay, it's never late, bud. Anytime you're here is a good time, my man. Stephanie says, I love planning the night before. I feel in more control and don't feel like I'm all over the place.
Yep.
Right here.
This. Because plus, I want good food.
Makes me excited for what I get to eat the next day. That is it completely.
And you got to figure out how you want to eat. Guys, I want a giant breakfast and a giant snack at night. I don't care what's in between. So that's my fill-in. Jonathan is giant dinner, giant snack at night.
That's me.
I'm going to plan it out because I don't want him to be cranky.
That's me. Don't do that. Don't send me to bed with hungry.
Oh, Kay, it's Kay. Okay. You're no good. Worries.
Wait. That was you who clicked the link on the eating out?
Was that you?
Was that you? I'm sorry. Let me know. I'm not following. It's the coffee and the hate and the poking. Amy said, glad to hear I'm not the only one eating tacos.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, man. All the tacos, all
we
the time.
Breakfast tacos, lunch tacos, dinner tacos, snack tacos.
Murphy said her dad was happy at the 7-year mark and knew they couldn't audit him at that point. Hey, man, YOLO, right?
That's awesome.
You know, and that's kind of what I say, too, when I write things off that, like, you know, maybe you're toeing the line. It's like, come get me. Tell me what I owe you. I don't care. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to go to prison. If I got to write you a bigger check, great. Just let me know if you got it wrong and you owe me some money too.
We're not Jeff Bezos. We're not making that kind of money. They're not coming for us, man. I'm just paying my bills.
Damn, Steve on that heavy rester. Ooh. Man, good for you, brother. Good for you. Ian plans the night before.
Yep.
Amy Saunders had the video where she planned a burrito. She bought it and saved it for the next day. Plan her all day. Like I said, success leaves clues. You can buck them all you want. Just let me know how it's working out for you.
But take a look at all these people. So, Danielle, I get too stressed. If I wing it, I got a plan. Take a look at the people who are saying they plan and take a look at their journey and their progress.
This is another good thing to key in on too. Ian says, but I have the same thing planned every morning. It makes it easy. Yep. Copy, paste.
I copy, paste whole copy, day. Copy, paste. I love it.
Yeah, well, once until it stops working and we haven't figured out what it is. So technology, right?
We're not in charge of that.
And Ian says, we eat tacos weekly on the rec tech. All right, guys, I'm gonna leave this up for a vote. I'm gonna leave this up for a vote. We are going to a movie tonight, and we have two options here. There were two more questions asked that I'll probably answer with a little bit of cynicism. Or there's a brand new feature that I can talk about that we just put in the member portal. Or if I can be really quick, I can do them all if it's a high dose of cynicism.
But let's pick one.
But let's pick one in case I can't get to them all. Do you guys want me to answer dos more questiones? Yes.
Nice, John.
Yes, John, that is what we were going to go see. Quiet Place 2, yes. I couldn't wait for it to come out.
The first one was good, and I don't like horror movies because I get scared. I have nightmares after scary movies, but The Quiet Place was good.
So, John just got me excited. I'm sorry, Mr. Kinjimmy. Got all pumped that you guessed our movie. Two questions.
Vote.
Or brand new feature.
Yep.
Not knowing what the feature is. So you're rolling them dice. You're YOLOing.
Like door number one or door number two.
We got a vote for a brand new feature from Ian. Coach Amy says new feature. We can hit those questions in the comments.
We could.
Hold on, my scrolly didn't work.
Val, new stuff.
Val said new stuff.
Danielle said love me something. We didn't finish that statement.
I love you. Love you, baby. New stuff.
Yep.
John gave the thumb up. Oh, Steve wants a high dose cynicism. Whoa. Coach Steve wants me to let it rip. Feature. Stephanie says feature, and there are
from
Stephanie's
question
questions. Brand new feature. Monica says talk fast, bro.
I'm having a comment. He's pinging the red on our volume. Take it down.
She always steals my happiness.
He tests this volume when we get on every day, and he's like, oh, we're good. And then I look over, and he's yelling.
I wonder why I'm having a bad hair day. This has been my position. See this vein right here? This is my blood pressure. This has been me the whole time. Love me some horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, new feature.
Okay.
And Ian answered the two questions. It depends. Then explain in the comments later. All right. New feature. New feature, guys. Letting it rip with the new feature. It's also some new technologies. Let's see if this works.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Hold on. I got another comment here.
Okay, of course you did.
Of course you want cynicism. New feature. We'll see if we have time for cynicism. We get to have a date one night of our lives. All right, guys. Check this out. You log in to the member portal, and you're going to be greeted with this little guy here. And I don't even know if you guys know that we have this little guy. But if you click this little guy, he'll tell you our recent updates. And we got a new feature by the name of a meal calculator.
Fun.
That's right, guys. And some very, very impressive ad copy went into this 30 seconds before we launched this thing. So if there's any misspellings, I didn't have the boss check it out. It says, check out the new meal calculator in the resources section.
Resources.
For a simple way you can set up your day by dividing your daily goals into smaller, bite-sized pieces to chip away at your targets once you've been given them by your coach. Now, everybody watching this, I want you to key in that last part. Once you've been given them by your coach. Because if you're in your week zero and you're watching this right now and you click this resources tab, you're not going to see this, or at least you shouldn't, because this isn't for you. This is for once you've been given goals to figure this out, and I'll explain that as we go into it. So some of you OGs, this may be a different way to look at your food. Yeah. It may not be something you care about. It may be something you already do. For anyone that's new here, I think this is a great way to look at starting to put some of these pieces together. So let me show you what we're working with here on this meal calculator page. So you'll scroll to the page, and you'll see a whole bunch of text that I would like you to read because it's important.
These are your directions.
These are your directions. How to use, we say it right here. So, I'm sorry, I clicked cynicism to see that John and Jimmy said it's like frickin' Christmas morning. In a very lame mathematical Christmas way, but yeah, I really think this is going to be helpful and I think it's going to be awesome for you guys. But so basically, it's self-explanatory. I hope, but I walked it through anyway. So what you're going to do, and this will make more sense when I scroll and show it to you, is first step is select the number of times you would like to eat per day. I could not cover every gamut, so I picked some regulars, some favorites. If your preferred number's not there, pick the closest one and do a little math, guys. Then select any and all parameters. You'll see I bolded this, that your coach has assigned to you. The purpose of this thing is to assist you in hitting your current goals. Please don't complicate them by adding extra steps you haven't been given yet. That's just not going to help. Not only that, you're going to break the calculator if you put in crazy stuff because the math's not going to line up because it's not that smart because I'm not that smart. You're going to input your daily calorie total as well as the daily totals for any of the macronutrients you are presently assigned.
That's important.
This means whether you just have a minimum goal or whether you have full macronutrients, you want to fill it out because that's how you're going to get these targets per meal. The calculator will then provide you with an even distribution of calories and macronutrients per meal to help you better plan your meals to hit your goals and not find yourself having to play catch up at the end of the day or run out of funds and risk busting your budget. This is very important because this gives you targets per meal. When you're planning your meal, if you didn't hit your calorie goal or you overextended yourself too much, you can adjust it, but it also gives you some benchmarks to hit. What should a meal look like? Well, who knows? But if it should look like X calories and X grams of protein, now you know what you should be looking for when you set these things up. Again, not anything anyone has to use. Maybe you don't find it useful. Maybe I wasted my time. Wouldn't be the first time. But it's meant to be a rough guideline to give you an idea on what a meal that works towards your goals could look like and not something set in stone you have to follow. What I'll tell you this is basically our meals are very much plug and play. It's going to have a rough amount of calories, a rough amount of protein, and the carbs and fat we could slide around depending on what we want to eat later. But by having these building blocks, it's a lot easier to play Tetris when you know what you look like. If you're varying all over the place, of course, it's going to be very difficult to hit your goals sometimes. And you may have 147 grams of protein you have to take down at 9 o'clock at night, and no one wants to do that. But again, guys, the world's your oyster. If you want more food for dinner than breakfast, that's great. If you want to front load your protein, that's awesome too. These are things that I can look at putting more time in, developing different resources for front load options, for skewed options. If you guys think it's useful, let me know. But again, as always, it's your plan and you can do it your way. So let's check this out real quick before we get a chance. Kim says, this is amazing. I think this will be very helpful. I use it. I like it. And I have no idea, Anna. I don't have my FitnessPal premium. So I have no idea.
We've used the free version since like 7 years. Of my FitnessPal.
So I can't tell you. If it is similar, then they had a great idea because this one blew my mind when I came up with this because this is how I've always eaten. So here's how it works, guys. We've got number of meals. And you see they light up, so you can't mix it up. We've got the standard 3, we've got 4, we've got 5, we've got 6, and we have my particular favorite, which is 3 meals and 2 snacks. And then we have the macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbs. So we're going to set this up very, very simple at first, and we're just going to go with something like 4 meals. Now you can see I've selected it. It lights up to this very, very fashionable first in gold. And let's say I just have calories. Fantastic. I just started and my coach gave me a very, very
round number
of calories of 2,000. Okay. So I'm going to input that daily calorie total, and not much happened yet because we got to scroll down. Very simply, it's going to generate how many calories per meal. I'm eating four meals a day, 2,000 calorie total, 500 calories per meal. It's that simple. Now, that may not be something that anybody really has to focus on too much, but it's, again, it's a guideline. What if you like to eat five meals a day? Well, fantastic. Now it's 400. Six, it's going to be around 333. Three, again, you can adjust it. You can change it. You can see what things look like. But going back to our standard of four, now we can go to do something else. Let's say we want to add a macronutrient in. Let's say we've got a protein and we're just at minimums. We've just got a protein goal. Our coach assigned us a reasonable protein goal based on what we're at. Arbitrary number here, nice and easy, of 80 grams of protein. We're going to scroll down and we're going to see calories per meal is 500. Hey. Protein per meal is 20. It's not broken yet. So guys, we did pretty good here.
We're doing all right.
So how is this useful? Well, this lets me know as I'm planning breakfast, if I haven't hit 20 grams of protein, I need to bump that up. I need a few more grams of my protein coffee. I need another slice of Canadian bacon. I need whatever my protein source is so I can stay on target. Because I know if I eat 500 calories per meal and each meal has 20 grams of protein, then I've covered my coach's targets.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Again, five meals, I need 16 grams. Six meals, no surprise, I get 13.3 grams. Three meals, again, some average in here, 26.7. But it lets us know, and this works at full parameters, and it works with minimums, it works with flexible schedules, it works with whatever you want, but it's just a way to get targets. And as you add in additional goals of fat and carbs, I don't know why you wouldn't have a fat goal in there if you had a carb goal, but people be cray. You can put it in here, and whatever you put in as your minimums, it's now going to calculate everything per meal, okay? So again, it's a way to give you targets to shoot for. You don't have to eat an even distribution, but man, wouldn't it be nice to never find yourself painted in a corner again, staring down 27 grams of butter, or having to just, you know, I don't know, I love eating Sour Patch Kids, but maybe you don't. Having to drink juice you don't want to drink, or staring down a plate of cocktail shrimp if you don't want to have a shake at the end of the day. These are things that can help. The curveball here in the form of three meals and two snacks, and I'll tell you guys, this is how I eat. Peeling back the curtain, a snack is just a meal cut in half. That's the way this thing works, but that's how I eat. That's how I do my things. I like three meals and I like two snacks throughout the day. So when I go and I select this, this math could get a little wonky. You never know. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. But now you have calories per meal and calories per snack.
Nice.
So now you can see at these goals, I'm eating three meals at 500 calories. I'm eating two snacks at 250 calories. You can see there's some trickery there. It adds up together, right? So that's what we're working with here. It's just a great way to get targets as your goals change, as your minimum protein jumps up because you're being a good member and you're hitting your goals. You can come back in here and adjust it. What's kind of interesting too, and I don't know how long this will wait, is let's say we go back to First in Nutrition, we log out, we gotta log back in, we come back to our handy dandy meal calculator. It should ask us if we would like to resume. And if we say yes, continue,
I had fingers crossed on that one.
All our totals appear. It's like, man, all that work I put into this really paid off.
We've not tested the time limits on this, so you probably can't walk away for 6 hours and come back.
But right, if you log out, whatever, but maybe you can. So I just thought this was a missing piece. For me, this is something I stumbled across when we were first starting to plan out our day, when we broke free from only eating chicken, rice, broccoli, eggs, and oats, and an intra-workout shake. And we started adding in different meals. I said, wouldn't it be super easy if we ate everything by blocks? We're already eating even now, and we add something new in, we can just rotate them in and then just adjust and backfill at the end of the day with our shake. A little bit less carbs, a little bit more fat, a little bit less protein. And it was a really great strategy for us to have these blocks. So I don't know what you guys think. Let me know in the comments if you think this is useful, if you think it sucks. Let me know, because I know it doesn't seem like I do a lot. I know a lot of you guys think that I don't do anything, but the to-do list is really damn cool. There are so many things that we're working on that I want to get implemented that unfortunately I just can't find the man hours to make. But this is the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that I'm trying to get out for you guys to be useful, to just kind of help make everyone's experience better and to kind of help everybody, you know, fall in love with the process like we have. So let me know what you guys think about this. If you think tools like this are cool, throw some hearts up there. Let me know, and I'm gonna catch up on some comments right now. You know, man, and I love this. What Ian said is, who wants to eat all the protein at the end of the night? Raise his hand. I mean, salted caramel is a dang dessert. Finding those things that you love is part of the process too. Kim says somewhat, but this one allows you to select your number of meals and number of snacks versus the same breakdown for every day for everyone. Yeah, and this can be changed with the same parameters, different meals. You can get a different idea. And I think the biggest thing for me is how can we break it down into those bite-sized chunks? You know, I'll be honest, man. When I was staring down at the most protein I've ever consumed for an extended period of time, when I was staring at a number of 360 grams, boy, that looks really overwhelming. But taking 360, coming down here at three meals and two snacks, and able to go, okay, well, you know what, man? If I hit 90 grams of protein per meal and 45 grams of protein per snack, I can make it happen. Now it's something I can do. Is it something I can enjoy? Maybe not.
To be honest, we really broke those down into like six full meals at 60 grams. Yeah. That was just, yeah.
Yeah, it was a different kind of thing. And again, you know, break it down in six meals down here. Now you see what you're looking at. Obviously, the calories aren't going to match up. But yeah, so, it is. It's a little bit different because you can break it down, whatever. And I thought about really complicating this thing, and Anne had to rein me back to where you could have sliders for meals and snacks, and it would do all this complicated math. And she's like, hey, don't make it so complicated that you're the only one that can understand it and no one uses it. And so that's why I went with simple. So I hope this isn't too much.
You know, and we don't want to make it so complicated too that you either get frustrated with it or it's giving you some wonky four decimal place numbers that now you're trying to round up and figure out. And it's just not, and it's, you still have to employ the habits that you're learning. You know, there are still habits involved here. So these are numbers and ideas to give you a direction. You still have to form the habits it takes to actually get this much protein. So yeah, we're not going to complicate it anymore and take away from that.
Amy says, you are an evil genius, dude. I don't know about that. I think sometimes evil dude, the way I was running today, might work. But I appreciate it, Coach. I appreciate your help on this one. Murphy says, this is genius. Murphy, you're an OG, man. I mean, just imagine, like, I hope it helps you now. But imagine, like, week one, you know, hey, you got a calorie goal. I know you're having trouble. I know you're having trouble getting it in. Why don't you go check this out, this calculator help you out, and it immediately, bam, breaks your calories down and tells you what you need to hit. You get that protein goal a week or two in, bam, listen, it's not that hard. It's 13 grams each meal. Can you do that? You know, I had a talk with a member the other day, and bless her heart, man, she's been going through a lot of stuff right now, and, you know, her coach has been working through a lot of stuff with her, but she told me, she's like, I'm stuck at my goals, you know, at this tiny amount of calories and 43 grams of protein. And I was like, listen, you know, I know you're going through a lot of stuff. I said, but you could double that protein goal with a Fairlife Core Power. You know, you could add that and you'd be hitting these goals. I'm not saying you have to do that, but what could you do to get to 44 grams of protein today? What could you do to get to 45 grams of protein today? And she's like, well, sometimes I don't feel like eating. And I said, well, hey, man, are those feels in line with the facts that's going to take you to the person you want to become? You know, maybe the way you feel right now isn't how the person you want to be needs to operate and act. And she messaged me the next day with a picture of a Premier protein she went and picked up at Walgreens when she was out running errands. And I mean, that 30 grams of protein she drank when she didn't feel like eating, like significantly, 30-40% bump on top of what she was doing. And I think if we just could just tell people, hey man, it's 12 grams more this meal. It's one more bite of chicken here and you can kill your whole day. I think it'll help. So I thought it was cool. Ian said it's pretty fucking amazing. You coded that XML killer app. I have my ways, but don't give me too much credit.
Jonathan's a handy dude.
Don't give me too much credit. Kay says it's useful as heck, especially people that still haven't found their flow and habits with this. Yep. That's the thing. Maybe for someone who's been doing it for a while, they've already got their routine, their groove. But I mean, I know even for me, I can come back and this is how I plan my days. X more grams of protein divided by this, we're good to go. Maybe not even rough, but I know if I don't want to pay hell at the end of the day, I need to see X grams at every meal or there's going to be a catch up somewhere else. So I think it'll be cool.
Oh,
Murphy said, had I had this during week one, I wouldn't have to eat 186 grams of frickin' beets. And Murphy said, I love that I was referred to as an OG. You know, Murphy, I think I'm not going to take it back, but I think I feel you've been here longer than you have because Greg is an OG.
Oh, come on.
My man Greg is an OG. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
I love you, Murphy. I love you. Goosebumps for that fair life. Oh, be still in my heart. Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, that's it. So I think we steered on the right path. But I'm glad you guys dig this. I got some more stuff I'm working on. We'll see if I ever get a chance to get it done. My Lord, we've got so much going on and there's only so much of us to go around. But we're trying. We'll we're trying there. To make things cool. So if you guys are ever wondering what's new in the world, if you go to this homepage, you'll see this little guy right down here. And this is our updates. So we have not updated much. The last thing we updated was the resources to find out what our discounts are. This is where you can come and get all your codes. And we changed the video player. This is an improvement. The video players are now broken into chapters. You can do all kinds of fun stuff with them. Don't watch those videos again, fam. They're pretty dry, I know that. That's some 2018 Jonathan for you. So if you ever want to know what's new, come here. You can share some feedback with us. You don't have to, but that's what that little thing's for right there. We got some new stuff coming out with that. But yep, that's that. So, what time is our movie?
8:15.
All right, I'm letting it rip. This is quick.
Murphy said, now we're fighting.
You love me, Murph. Don't do that to me. All right, we're going to let these rip. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm letting too much rip.
You're fighting double time.
Oh, wait, you're not supposed to see that. Hold on. Watch this. Boom. Wait. One more time. Wait, it's not working.
His tool's not working.
Nope, I wasn't on Ecamm. There we go. Welcome back to Anne's beautiful face. Stephanie, I hope you're still here. Recipes, meals, and foods. Oh, my. Stephanie Hostetler.
Good title.
Good. You like that one, right? Yeah. Man, I keep hitting these stupid comments. Listen, wrong with me?
We're no longer going to give Jonathan coffee after 2 p.m. This is not acceptable.
Stephanie asks, do you find it's easier to make a recipe than add it as a new food item for tracking or make the recipe entry and utilize that for entering into MFP? For example, making tuna salad. Not sure if I'm making any sense. And Stephanie, I wasn't sure either. Because this is a big it depends, but I did want to address it and why we have the position that we have. And the reason for it's simple. There were no recipes when we started. You guys kind of have to understand that we're kind of dinosaurs when it comes to this whole food tracking thing. This was all done with pen and paper and like a phone book of a food diary that was basically the USDA, Food Database Central. Okay. Food Database Central, this is how you did it, like growing up, you know, when I came up bodybuilding when I was a teenager. Apps and stuff just really weren't around, and this precision that we have today really wasn't around. MyFitnessPal was one of the first ones to do it, and when we started using it, it wasn't nearly as advanced as it is now. Like all y'all kids with premium, that's fantastic, but we're the get off my lawn guys that said, hey, it worked for us 4 or 5 years ago, it works for us now. So when it came to making these complex things, It was always a food for me. But I didn't pull out pen and paper and write it all down either. I made a meal so I could always go back and change that. So for instance, there's a meal that says Jonathan's Pizza, and it has the crust I use, the cheese I use, the pepperoni I use, whatever. Jonathan's Sandwich, it has the bread in there, the filling in there, and all that stuff like that. But when you make a meal, you can always go back and edit it, you can dial in the grams, and then you get your totals. Once I get those totals, then I make a food. So for instance, there's a meal that says Jonathan's Lasagna. That way, if we decide or we can't get 98.2,
yeah,
we can only get 93.7. Well, now I got to change that entry. Oh. That's why I did it that way. Recipes, I've never touched. But to hear people talk about it, you've got to input defined servings. This amount makes 8. I don't eat in servings. I eat by the gram. And that's so I can eat to my needs. We just had a whole little thing on a calculator about how I need 40 grams of protein to make it a meal. Then I can put the amount of lasagna in that gives me 40 grams of protein. And that may not be a serving. I may have to 542 grams, 543 grams, 544 grams to get that 40 grams of protein. So that's why I do it that way.
Yeah. That's why we like the meals for that reason. The biggest thing with the meals is the things that we do for meals are, we go out for sushi, we go out to Texas State Brazil, they have several components to them, and you can always change them. What happens is, there's a meal that says, Jonathan Sushi, and I click it, and it comes up with 6 entries that he normally eats when we go to sushi, whatever it is, salad, soup, and 4 rolls. I can delete one from that day and put in another one and alter it as I go. So I'm not stuck with the same thing. When you create a recipe, you're assuming that you're going to make it the same way every time with the same amount of servings. Which is awesome if you make it the same way. Some of you guys that have like Nana's sauce recipe, yeah, you're probably making it the exact same way every time. But if you're tweaking things, we use meals for that. And recipes weren't around when we came up, so.
It's easier for me to use foods. I make a meal to do the math. I make a food to make my entry. I weigh it every time.
Yeah.
That way I get the exact gram weight or whatever. Even if I make it the same time, great. I don't have to change the meal. I can use the last food entry I used. Again, recipes, I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the concept of them because they force you in a box. They force you in a serving. And yeah, you can alter it and you can do whatever, but from what I've heard, again, I haven't used it. I don't need to use it. It's not for me. What I've heard about it is it asks you servings, and everyone's been confused that has tried to use that. So I'm like, just don't do it. Make a food. Put the gram weight in with the cooked macronutrients, and then you can eat by the gram. That's how I do it. We talk about those meals. There's 800 meals in MyFitnessPal because they're all in those blocks I just told you that we use. So this one has 40 grams of protein, this one has 40 grams of protein, this one has 500 calories, this one has 500 calories. We're able to stack and very easily plug these things in and change our days very efficiently. And that's why we do things the way we do. What's easier for you is the one you'll stick with. It doesn't have to be the most efficient. It doesn't have to make sense to me. It doesn't have to be great on paper. It has to be great for you. And once you find the way that works, rock it out, friend. I'm all for it, man. Whatever works for you is what works.
Here's Coach Ken that does the same thing we do. I personally like using the meal option more than a recipe because a recipe has to be the same every time. My recipes are limited to meatballs and stuffed mushrooms for me. If it's a sandwich that I eat often but might need tweaked, that's a meal.
And like I said, the last thing I want to do is make 47 recipes for lasagna because the noodles I get are different, because I want to use it with a different sauce, because they only had 2 bags of cheese and I wanted to use 3, or I had to sub something else in. I don't want to mess with that. I want to just put my meal in, adjust it, and then I can make a food if I have to make a change. That works for me. You know what I say? You do you. Hashtag. Kay's got a perspective here. Create a food for all common groceries. Create a recipe or meal for anything that takes multiple ingredients in/over the stove. Recipes or meals are 2 different things.
Yeah.
So the terminology is awesome. Create your own food entry for everything you're going to use. When I say I make a food, I mean like a, let's call it something like a sandwich. So inside that sandwich, it's going to get meta. Inside that sandwich, inside the meal I use to add it up, are all my individual foods, bread, lettuce, cheese, tomato, onion, whatever. Then I put that in the meal. Man, I should have a whiteboard. Then I get my total. Then I make a new food specifically for that sandwich of that day. And then if I want to eat half that sandwich, I can get the grams for it. Or I don't want to eat half the sandwich. I want to eat whatever I need to get my protein quota, and then I save the rest for tomorrow. That's why I do it that way. Yeah, play with it.
Yeah, see what works for you.
For me, a meal is a recipe you can change. That's why I use it.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped. And here's the next one. I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to this one because you'll know why in a second. This next one is called Majoring in the Vitaminers. Not Vitaminers. The Vitaminers. We're majoring in the Vitaminers. Stephanie asks us, powdered vitamins versus gummy. Who's the real MVP? Also, with powdered vitamins, is it better to sip on them throughout the day or just chug in the AM and go?
Okay.
So, the answer to this is twofold. First, what is the known micronutrient deficiency that has been diagnosed by a physician that you are being treated for? And what did that physician tell you to do? The second half of the answer is, man, this is some majoring in the minors. The answer is, it depends. Powdered vitamins versus gummy vitamins, those aren't universal.
Yeah.
So we've got totally different vitamin counts, different chemical makeups, different amounts of RDA, different total. Just totally different. And then we have different humans who have different dietary patterns and different absorptive rates and ranges and all kinds of variabilities that would determine who the real MVP is for that individual. And then when it comes to sip on them or chug them and go, it depends on the vitamin in question, because we've got water-soluble and fat-soluble vitamins. And that's going to depend on when they have to be timed. All to say that if we're talking about a powdered vitamin versus a gummy vitamin, I imagine we're talking about multivitamins, which at best is typically cheap insurance, and at worst, seizure coma death if you have an allergic reaction to it, but at worst is expensive urine. So we've got very little gain and zero need to care about it. We just take them. Just take them. You know, that's it. Just take them.
I've been chewing gummies for, I don't know how long. Why? Because they're chewy and they're like candy. And I am not deficient, as far as I know, in anything, according to my blood work and my physician. So I take them as a coverall.
I don't think the urine I produce is too expensive for me. So I use whatever Sam's Club woman's vitamin she buys me.
Yeah.
Because one day she said, oh, it has more of this. And I said, I'm cheap. Get me the one that has more. Whether that's right or not, I don't care. My blood works fine. Do I even time my vitamins around meals or whatever? No, because I eat mixed meals and I eat them at night. So I know I've got fat in my last snacks, or my fat soluble vitamins are going to be absorbed. None of it matters. None of it matters unless your hair is falling out, you got bleeding gums,
your nails are falling off,
yeah. Your skin's sloughing, you got scurvy. None of it matters. It's all majoring in the minors. What makes you feel better?
And that leads into, Stephanie just put a comment up there that leads into your next comment. Well, the first one. I guess I was more asking about which one is more easily broken down or absorbed. Are gummies more difficult? Again, this does not really matter, to be very honest. Has your physician told you that you are deficient in a particular vitamin or mineral? If the answer is no, it doesn't matter what multi you take. Doesn't matter. I don't care if it's powdered or gummy. I don't care if you sip it or chug it. This is not your multivitamins just to cover your bases. If you're eating a good spread and variation of foods throughout the day, you're hitting your goals like your coach asked you to, and you're not losing hair, skin, and nails,
you're probably okay.
Probably all right to do whatever you like.
And there's nothing wrong with taking a gummy. There's nothing wrong with taking a powder. I get there's a whole cult of people that put patches on and think they're getting vitamins transdermally. Hey, man, whatever you want to do, knock yourself out. We've talked about it time and time again. The placebo effect is the most powerful effect in medicine. If it makes you feel good, take it. Take it, man. I'm all for it. Yeah. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying you're majoring in the vitaminers. There's probably more places you can focus the effort to receive a bigger benefit, like take a nap, you know? But I don't think it's wrong to consume a vitamin. I don't think it's wrong to have these questions, but I think that there's been a lot of misinformation that stuff like this matters. And this is literally like any supplementation. If you're hitting your calories, you're hitting your macronutrient distribution, you're not eating some crazy, I eat one meal a week sort of timing, and you know, you're sleeping in a house every night, not out in the woods getting bit by bugs and chiggers. We're talking about like the tiniest transcending into utter enlightenment aspect of Maslow's hierarchy. We're talking about the tip of the iceberg, and everything else has to be in place for that to even matter, or you got a disease.
That's the caveat, is if you have a disease like Crohn's or something that has issues with malabsorption, or you are not getting the nutrients you need, or you've had bowel resection and you cannot absorb nutrients, or your body just doesn't, if you are severely anemic or you have sickle cell, or there is a diagnosed medical condition that you're not properly absorbing, yeah, there's probably some IV vitamins or powdered vitamins that you'll be prescribed to take at certain times, in certain doses. If that's not the case.
You want a physician to tell you that.
Yep.
You don't want your hairdresser. You don't want someone who slid into your DMs hawking MLM. You don't want your personal trainer at the Y. You don't want them diagnosing these things. You want a physician, a medical professional, someone with alphabet soup past their name who probably knows how to read a study. That's what you want. And that's the thing, man, is just be very, very wary of anybody that tells you this is the magic pill. This is how much water you drink. This is what you eat. This is when you take... Just be wary of that, man. There are a lot of people out there that'll tell you some crazy stuff out there when they try to slide you in their downline. You know, man, you don't necessarily have to shut up and color.
It's not that serious.
Ask questions. absolutely. You know that sometimes I got to get some pleasure out of it too, like my little witty title. But no, we're always here to help. But what I do want to convey is man, stay that course. Stay that course. Focus on moving the big rocks. And those are the things that are gonna change your life. The things that have already changed your life. Keep doing those. Consistency is king. The longer you do the thing, the more chance you have to win the thing. You don't always have to do new things. You got to get comfortable being bored. 7 years, kids, of weighing and measuring food to the gram.
Have a secret yet.
I'm not looking for anything else. I'm not holding it back from you guys. I'm not, you know, trying to say, oh man, wait till you join the inner clique for my 10K a year mastermind, and I'll tell you when to time your vitamins. Holding it back.
Dude, if we find a magic gummy that makes everything easier.
Well, there is a magic gummy that I guess makes life better. It's called an edible.
Well,
but
that's
we can't really
like
recommend those either.
Perception versus reality,
right?
Type situation.
So guys, I promise you, man, when I say show up, do the work, win the prize, walk the walk, that's what I'm doing. That's what she's doing. That's what the team's doing. That's what the people that you see in the family go, damn, Monica Lillibridge, happy birthday. Holy shit, 54? She's showing up and doing the work. Monica will tell you, this is the first time she's stuck to tracking her goals for more than a year. It's the best she's ever looked and best she's ever felt. There's something to it. That's the secret. Get comfortable being bored. Get used to doing the same damn thing. A virtuoso pianist doesn't play piano for 2 years, then go grab a paintbrush. They play piano for forever, and that's why they're a virtuoso. Our jiu-jitsu professor, Master Hanato, has done Brazilian jiu-jitsu for 46 years. Yeah, he's done other stuff. Lift some weights, fight MMA, you know, did photography. But BJJ is his practice. He shows up every day and he finds ways to make the same thing exciting and new by diving deeper into the basics. Get content being bored, because the shiny objects are, they seem cool, but they will distract you from the thing you have to do. And that's just my two cents on that one. Okay, you nailed it. I feel like whatever makes the habit of taking the vitamins stay works. That's it. And for Anne, it's gummies. It's fun for her. Hey, you smile, you're a kid, you know, thanks Fred Flintstone growing up, you know, whatever Fred did for us, you know, we're still here. That's it, man. Whatever gets you habit of taking them. Again, cheap insurance at best, expensive PP at worst. It's a lose-lose, but that margin for gain is not tremendous either, so we don't want to spend a lot of mental effort on it. And that's all I got. That's all I got for that one. So I'm going to throw up the free-for-all sign.
Yeah.
But since you guys love us...
Y'all got like 2 minutes.
And since you guys want me to take my wife out on a lovely date full of purse popcorn...
The first movie in almost two years.
The first movie since the pandemic put the thumb on us. We could not be held down, though. We've adapted and overcame. We're going to go out to a movie. So if you got anything, throw it in here real quick. And if not, we're going to peace on out and eat some dinner and go check a movie out. So that's it. All right. Wait, hold on. Ian's got smoked meatloaf.
We're going to talk about food.
The Rectech set at 425 like an oven instead of heating the house with the AC on. Kay said, enjoy the movie. Ooh, see you Sunday. See you Sunday, bro.
Yes.
He's stacking him up, man. Counting down to the days. He's moving. He's gonna get his time, yeah. Man. I love it.
Make the most of it.
Thanks, brother. Ian says, enjoy your movie. Thanks, Coach Amy. Love you, too.
Boo.
Have a good one, guys. We're going to get out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being first in. Thanks for checking out the new feature. I hope you guys like it. Spread the word to your friends and the fam. There's something new to check out in the portal. Let's all lift everybody up. Let's all stop poking Jonathan so he doesn't have to drink so much coffee and be so cynical. And let's have a great weekend, man. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being first in. We'll see you soon, guys.